Hi, my name is Jeff Brown. I'm the Family Life Pastor here at Rock Point Community Church. I have the incredible job of working with the children who attend Rock Point and their parents. Our mission here is to partner with parents and to teach children to love God and love others. We believe that no one will have more influence in your child than you. And we also believe that what happens at home is more important than what happens here at church. And it's our hope that we can partner with you from the very beginning. We want to be your biggest fans, your strongest supporters, and your trusted partner as you raise your child to know what it means to love God and love others. Baby dedication here at Rock Point, it's more than an event. It's an opportunity for you to take some time at the beginning of your journey as a parent to really think about what will matter most in the life of your child, and then to decide what you value and what you can do today that will have the greatest impact on your child's future. As part of the baby dedication process, I'd like to take a few minutes to share with you what I've learned from my own experience and what I've learned from other seasoned parents. And I know with a new baby, you're extremely busy, so I've done my best to keep it as short as I can. Please find time when you can set aside 25 minutes to listen to the remainder of this CD. At the end of the CD, there are some things that I'd like you to do. Please feel free to work at your own pace, but remember we would like you to complete this before participating in the baby dedication ceremony. Through this process, I hope that you'll be able to determine what matters most in your child's future and begin parenting, starting with today, with an end in mind. And I know that a new little one at home, your days seem extremely long, and your sleepless nights are even longer. But before you know it, that child in your arms is going to be grown. I have two children of my own. It seems like yesterday when my wife and I brought them home from the hospital. It's so important to cherish those moments that you have with your child. And it's also important to recognize how crucial this time is for you to begin teaching your child. Who your child becomes in life is largely shaped in childhood. Although your child is very young, now is the time to begin thinking about what matters most in your child's future. I encourage you to be in prayer about the future that God has for your child and for direction for you as a parent in raising your child. There are three things that I want you to consider as you parent your child. Number one, as a parent, God has given you the primary responsibility to raise your child and grow him or her spiritually. This may seem like an overwhelming responsibility at times. I still remember taking my first daughter home from the hospital. I couldn't believe they were actually allowing my wife and I to take her home. In fact, I believe I drove about 20 miles an hour all the way home. I felt the weight of the responsibility that my wife and I had for our new baby girl. My wife and I had read tons of books and tried to do everything we could to prepare for our new baby. But now that she was here, and it was just her and I, we were literally terrified. My wife and I survived those first few terrifying moments, and I have to tell you, some days, I think I'm a pretty good dad. And, you know what, this parenting thing's getting a little bit easier. But then there's other days when the challenges mount, and I wonder if I can do anything right. You know, I'm sure most of you guys can relate to being a parent as far as it being the most incredible, rewarding, challenging, and difficult job you've ever had. You know, the weight you feel sometimes when you think of the responsibility of raising your child, it seems tremendous. When you think about instilling spiritual values in your child and pointing them to Christ, you start to feel completely overwhelmed. But let me remind you something that's really, really important. As a parent, it's your responsibility to raise your child and to be a faithful steward of the little life God has given to you. But it's God's job to bring your child to faith, not yours. I say this to encourage you and to relieve the pressure as well. But you need to do all you can to point your child to God and teach your child what a relationship with God looks like. And it's God himself who offers salvation as a free gift. In those times, when you're facing a challenging situation with your child, or you feel that you failed as a parent, remember that God loves your child more than you could ever imagine. It's in those times, seek him and his direction. God gave you your child as a gift, and he'll be there to direct you as well. The Bible is clear that the role of parents is to raise children and to grow them spiritually. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children, but instead bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord." Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 through 7 says, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul and with all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon their hearts. Impress them on your children, talk about them, and when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Verse 5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. In all we do, we should be focused on God and following Him. Take a minute and think about how you spend your day or your week. How many things during your day point to love for God? You know, as parents, we need to set the example for our children. You see, there's a determining factor in the development of the spiritual growth of your child, and that's your spiritual growth. And if we're dedicating time each day for prayer, devotions, giving, serving, our children are going to see this, and they're going to see the importance of it. Our children observe our actions and discern at a very early age if we're acting in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, or if we're just kind of acting it out of hatred, unrest, anger, fear, or even distrust. Your child will innately discern where your priorities are and what's truly on your heart. Now, I have to admit, sometimes watching my kids, it's kind of like looking into a mirror. Sometimes it's really, really funny, but other times it's a bit scary. They copy so much of what my wife and I do. But it's not just what we say. But they definitely repeat things I say, but they also mimic our body language, our facial expressions, and even our attitudes sometimes. As they're acting out what they see in us, they're learning to respond to others the same way that my wife and I do. As they observe us day in and day out, they begin to notice patterns, not only in our lives, how we react to others, but they begin to make their own patterns in their own life. What patterns are you establishing in your child's life? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. When something is on your heart, it's something you know that's extremely important to you. It's the best way to make sure that God's commandments are on your heart. It's through reading the scripture and studying God's word. I wish I had a microwave solution for you, but I don't. I don't have a way to take what you need to do and make it faster, make it easier. It's something only you can do. Once you've learned God's commandments, you need to act on them. You know, it's one thing to be able to quote scripture, but it's a completely different thing to experience it and put it into action. The most important decision your child will ever make is the decision to follow Christ. As parents, we need to do everything we can to point our children towards Jesus. I know that for me, I want my children to know about God and His ways and to follow His commands. But I have to tell you, I want more than that. I not only want them to know who God is, but I want them to have a relationship with Him. I want them to know God on a personal level. I want them to follow His commands, not because I tell them, but because they want to. I want them to grow up making life decisions based on their love for God, not their understanding of what's socially acceptable or not. I want my children to be world changers for God. In order to do that, my wife and I have to be very, very intentional, right from the start, and when they're young. Did you guys catch that? I said my wife and I. That means as parents, it's our responsibility. Now, many parents out there agree that the most important decision their child will make will be to follow Christ. But some parents assume that it's the church's responsibility to make that happen. You know, they make sure their kids are at church anytime there's an event to ensure their kids are learning what they need to from the church. Now, there isn't anything wrong with kids being here. We actually encourage it. The difference is the responsibility. Now, the Bible is pretty clear that it's the parents' role to raise their children. And as the church, we're here to partner with you as parents and support you and encourage you to lead your child into a relationship with God. We believe what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. This isn't to discount the role of the church. The church here has a significant role in your child's life, but it isn't the lead role. It's a partnering role and a supporting role. As a parent, God has given you the primary responsibility to raise your child. Although I don't want you to stress about this, I want to make sure you acknowledge the importance of this point. God has given you an incredible gift. He's also given you the responsibility to care, protect, and grow this gift to honor Him. Number 2, make your marriage a priority. I'd like to take a minute to address those of you who are single parents. We understand that through a variety of different circumstances in your life, you may have found yourself raising your child on your own, like my mom when she raised me. We want you to know that Rockpoint, we see you as a valuable part of this community, and we don't want you to feel that you're valued less than a married parent. We recognize that being a single parent can be a very difficult job, and we want you to know that we want to partner with you. We want to be there to support you and encourage you as much as teach your child. As your child grows, relationships with other adults will become extremely important. I want to encourage that you be strategic about who influences your child. This is very important for any parent, but even more important for single parents. It may be extended family members, close friends, people from your small group, or even your child's small group leader. Your child needs other Christian adults in his or her life saying the same thing you're saying at home. Let me repeat that. Your child needs other Christian adults in his or her life saying the same thing you're saying at home. You need to provide other voices for your child to listen to. If you don't, they're going to find them, but they may not be voices that you want speaking into your child. Now, for those of you who are married, priorities should be placed on your relationship with your spouse. Having a young child can be tough and even more difficult on a marriage. All of a sudden, your focus moves from each other into this new little life. If you're not conscious and intentional about this, your focus will remain on your child as your relationship with your spouse suffers. Too often, parents make the children the center of their lives. Children recognize this, and before they're too long, they come to the conclusion that the world revolves around them. Making your marriage a priority makes it clear to your child that you and your spouse are one. There are two verses from Matthew I want to share with you. Both verses have to do with unity. Matthew 19:6 says, "So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." Matthew 12:25 says, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand." You and your spouse need to be unified. Don't allow your child to separate or divide the two of you. Your relationship must come before your child. When it comes to parenting, you need to come up with a parenting strategy that works for both of you. Talk about things like discipline, chores, allowance, bedtime, eating habits, TV watching, etc. Talk about it now and continue to talk about these things so that when you're faced with these in the future, you'll be able to respond with consistency. Your child needs to see that together you're unified. You need to make your marriage a priority by making sure you set aside time for you and your spouse as well. My wife and I try to spend some quality time together during the week, and once a month we try to at least do something just the two of us. I have to admit that we spend most of the time talking about our children, but it's quality time together nonetheless. Now, I don't know what each one of your schedules are like, and I'm not sure what will work for you or what you need. It may be that you'll be able to spend 10 minutes talking on the couch as soon as everyone gets home, or maybe once a month you have a date night when you get a sitter, or it might be a Saturday morning breakfast. Any of those things are fine. The important thing is that you figure out what works for you, and if it isn't working, talk about it. This is going to look different at different stages in your life. When your kids are young, you may be able to set aside time once they go to bed. Once they're teenagers and stay up later than you do, you're going to have to adjust your time. You know, I recently heard this statement about marriage. It said, "The health of your marriage is more impacting on your kids than the time that you spend with them." I think all of us would agree that it's important to spend time with our kids and think of all you teach them and the time that you have with them. Now realize that a healthy marriage is more impacting on them than all of that. Number 3, intentionally parent with the end in mind. Now I know it seems like a long way off, but close your eyes just for a minute and imagine that tiny baby of yours when he or she is 30. Now think for a minute about these questions. You might even want to grab a piece of paper or even pause the CD as you jot down your answers. Now the first question is, what do you want to be able to say about your child when he or she is 30? I'm not just talking about what would make you proud, but what's important to you that your child becomes. The second question is, what would cause you to grieve if you had to say it about your child? What would cause your heartache? Finally, think about your own faith. Do you want your child to have a faith like yours? What characteristics, traits, values of your own faith do you want to pass on to your child? Now, we do lots of different things to prepare for the future. whether it's investing in your 401k, planning next summer's vacation, or even planning meals for the week. There's lots of things we do to get ready for the future. Now just think about those things you've already begun to plan for your child. Maybe you're saving for college education, or you're purchasing a house based on a good school district, or maybe you're even doing laundry so there's clean clothes for your child to wear next week. So many things to plan and prepare for. Yet have you planned for the most important decision your child will ever make? The decision to follow Christ. Now maybe the thought of that overwhelms you or you didn't even know where to start. I want you to start by thinking about what you want your child to become. What your child grows up to value in life and who they become, it's no accident. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." The absolute best time to impact a child is when they're young. Deuteronomy 6:7 says, "Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." Now, there are very few big events in life that have a big impact. Instead, it's usually the little things that you do consistently that end up mattering the most and communicate more in a big way. This verse talks about times you can talk to your child and teach them about God on a daily basis. It doesn't say anything about planning huge events or waiting for certain milestones to teach your child. Talk to them, whether it's at breakfast or whether you're sharing with your child about an experience you had with God while you're driving in the car, taking them to school. Make a point to pray with your child at night. These are some of the little things you can do that have a huge impact on them. As parents, we need to be strategic and intentional about what we're teaching our children. Now think about life lessons and values that you want your child to learn. Consider how you will teach your child these lessons and these values on a daily basis. How will you instruct your child? And how will you model these values for your child? How will you provide opportunities for your child to learn these values through experience? Now, if my wife and I want our girls to be compassionate, we want to look at ways to teach them how to be compassionate. We can find stories to read them about compassion or point it out when people around us are showing compassion. Maybe even talk about it when they're not treated with compassion. We also need to take a hard look at our own lives. If we feel compassion is so important for our girls to learn, but we're not actively participating in it, what message are we sending? Our actions trump our words every time. Now we think we're the only people as adults that see hypocrisy, but kids see it every time it happens. And finally, we need to provide opportunities for our girls to experience acting with compassion. The idea of being intentional means that you need to plan out what your child needs to learn and how you will teach him or her. You need to provide opportunities for learning to take place. I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem to ever work out for me to read my Bible and have prayer time when my children are awake, because if they're awake, my focus is always on them. But if I never let them see me reading the Bible, how will they know I do it? How will they know that it's important to me? Being intentional might even mean that you let your child catch you doing things you want them to see you doing. Whether you're at the very beginning of your journey as a parent or you already have some experience, I encourage you to take some time to decide what will matter most in the life of your child and then be intentional as you teach your child with that in mind. Now, I'm certainly not an expert at this parenting thing, but I know that if you can remember as a parent that God has given you the primary responsibility to raise your child and grow him or her spiritually, and that you need to make your marriage a priority, and the importance of intentionally parenting with the end in mind, you will be on your way to raising your child into the man or the woman that God is calling him or her to be. And I'd like to challenge you to take some time to do a couple things. Now, there's no requirement to turn these in, but I think if you take the time to do them, you're going to recognize what the value is. Now, first of all, I'd like you to write a letter to your child. Share with your child your heart, your hopes, and even your dreams. Take the time to put into words what matters most to you and what you as a parent are working towards to shape him or her. You might want to even include some of the things that you pray for your child. Secondly, sit down with your spouse and talk about one thing each of you are going to do to make your marriage a priority. It might be as simple as being home by a certain time each evening or setting aside a certain amount of time for each other at the end of each week. Maybe even picking up an extra task to relieve some of the pressure off your spouse. Now for those of you who aren't married, make a list of people in your life that you want to make sure your child is in relationship with, because they are people you can count on to be saying the same things that you are about God. Now you might even want to talk to those people on your list about the role you'd like to have them in your child's life. Finally, make a list of the top 5 values and 2 habits that are important for your child to learn. You can even keep this list somewhere to remind you of what you're working on with your child. And as they grow, your list may need to change. But I encourage you to reevaluate this list on a yearly basis. This is one of the things you can do after their birthday party every year. God has given you an incredible gift. Now this gift does come with great responsibility and work, but it comes with tremendous joy. Take the time to enjoy your child and cherish the time that you have. Although your role as a parent may be humbling, always remember to parent with confidence, knowing that what you do really matters.